Parshas Vayera. In the one of the more difficult in Yanim to understand is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tefillas on Stoyim, on Anshei Stoyim. And one question is obviously Avram, being Bal Chesed, didn't condone things that were bad and so on. That's obvious. So the answer to that is that he was misapologized for the tzaddikim, but it's still hard to understand what is the parasha doing stuck in over here. But more mysterious is the introduction. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, would I want to hide it from Avram? So the reason, first of all, it's interesting that it says HaMechasani Avram, which implies that Avram should know about it. So Chazal say that Yirei Hashem and the Nevi'im knew everything Hashem would do. It's a shmuz if not asked me why that would be. But he gives the following reasons. He says, Avram hoyye legoi godel va'otsum, v'nivruchu v'ekol ge'aretz. Avram is going to become a big nation. V'nivruchu v'ekol ge'aretz. All ge'aretz will come from Avram. Ki adapted l'mana she'etzav esbonav esbeisa achrov, v'shomu derech Hashem lasit stokom mishpat. L'man heve Hashem l'vom esashti v'ilav. So one inyan he mentions is that he's going to become an all-encompassing nation. Different pshatim in Chazal, either because it's Yisrael, which will become his, or other reasons. And then he says, Ki yedatil man she'etzav esbon esayis ha'achav shon derech shenaz estok ha'mishpat. So that seems to be the core of it, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ki yedatil man she'etzav esbonav. So the main point is, it says, V'shamu derech Hashem lasis tzedok ha'mishpat. That there'll be shame derech Hashem lasis tzedok ha'mishpat. That's the schus of Klal Yisrael, and that's going to be the inyan why he, Lemaisa, he's telling Avram about what's happening in Stoyim. The V'shamu derech Hashem lasis tzedok ha'mishpat is something which we're singling out over here two inyanim. V'shamu derech Hashem lasit tzedok ha'mishpat. Derech Hashem is many things. Not only tzedok ha'mishpat, there's a hemidon al achas, there's a hemidon al sholosh. I don't find the hemidon al shnayim at tzedok ha'mishpat. But over here the pasuk categorizes the derech Hashem of Avram as being tzedok ha'mishpat. Mitzad the hezbah that many the Kadmonim gave us that Avram's mid is chesed, and that's emphasized in the beginning of the parasha. His derech Hashem is tzedaka, Yitzchak's derech Hashem is mishpat, and so on. If we're talking about Avram's derech, then it should be unique to tzedaka. If we're talking about the other drachim, there's many other things that go into it. So what's the inyan over here? We also have to understand the tefillas on Stoyim. It seems as if it was a bracha of Atola. Mela by Moshe Rabbeinu and the Chet Ha'egel, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him that he's going to, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him that Hanichali, and he gave him a Pesach for tefillah, and he was Mespalel, and therefore he was... He saved Klal Yisrael. So it made sense that he told him, he learned me his spelling, saved him. Over here, nothing happened. It was nefach and so, and that's it. Maybe it was just an Isayin for Avram, but still, because the mashmos is not that he's being menas Avram, mashmos is, it's important for Avram, and the tefillah seemed to have worked for something. The Gemara says in Sukkah, kol oiset stoko mishpat, Ki'ilu mile kol olam kulei chesed. It brings a pasuk. Oisa tzedakah mishpat chesed Hashem mal haaretz. It's very strange. Yes, there might be some shades of difference between tzedakah and chesed. But it's not easy to find those, not big shades. If it's not clear if chesed means gemilas chasam, so Chazal say it's a difa because it's gufoy. Also, okay, but it's, I mean, if somebody, I mean, what's the positive time? If somebody did tztaka, it's like he did tztaka, basically. I mean, male, if you daven, it's like you brought karbanis, we're taking something that's one inyan, and we're saying it's another inyan. So saying if a person is spal, it's like he brought a karban. If a person has a leiv nishba v'nitka, it's like it was makir karbanis. So at least we have two things that are very distinct, and one thing takes the place of the other, or tkeilu the other. Shaken over here, what are Chazal telling you? If a person does tztaka u'mishpat, it's as if he filled the entire world with chesed. I mean, yeah, he's doing tztaka. Is the hadgasha that doing one pull of tztaka is like, it's like everything is? But that's not the mashmos Chazal. And where does mishpat come in over there? I mean, mishpat is a gewaldige Sache, person is chitu. Mishpat dinin is one of the zayin mitzvahs mei noach. But what's the tztaka u'mishpat? And that translates into chesed. Something that needs a havana. You find also in Chazal the darshan of pasuk. This the Chazal darshan in Gemara Yevamis when it talks about Klal Yisrael's midas arachmanim baishanim gamli chasadim. How do they know the gamli chasadim? They darshan from this pasuk of lasis tztaka mishpat. And so on. And this is one of the simonim from this pasuk. It doesn't, I mean, it says tztaka mishpat. Yes, gemilas chasadim is kind of tztaka dik. Very good. But so say tztaka. Why not stick to it? Say gimel midas, or say arba midas, they do tztaka and mishpat. What is gemilas chasadim over here? It's not something that is... It doesn't say it in the pasuk, and what it says in the pasuk, you're not saying. I'd like to in that memory Chazal itself in Gemara Yevamis, it says the Rachmanim Baishanim Gemara Chasadim. So Rachmanim and Baishanim, I understand, are very different midas. To be merachem on somebody is a midas chesed. To be mizbayish is a type of midah of yira, and therefore these are very distinct midas. So I can have a person who's a rachman, but he has no busha whatsoever. That's the plenty of people like that. I can have a person who's a bal busha, but not a rachman. Plenty of people like that also. Two midas, two simanim. Goyim lechasodim seem very much in line with rachmanim. I mean, it's hard to describe. A person walks by an ani, and he says, "Oh, you have so much rachmanis on you," and it doesn't do anything for him. Somebody is having a hard time walking; he's falling, and somebody walks by and says, "Ah, my heart goes out to you," and he walks on weiter. That's not a rachman to us. That's cynical. That's a hypocrite, or it's that's not a rachman. So where is the difference in rachman gemilas chasodim that we can say is such a great difference? I mean, it's the same thing pretty much. You mean you're picking three simanim? If you're looking for midas status, you can say 100 midas status. You're looking for three very, very distinct simanim in Klal Yisrael, and goyim lechasadim is something which is a very, very different than rachman. And it's from this pasuk over here, tztaka mishpat. So try to understand a little bit the musig over here of the chesed of Avraham Avinu. In its becoming tztaka mishpat. There's a Mishnah Pirkei Avos. It says, ten loy mishaloi, give a Kadosh Baruch Hu of his, sha'ata v'shalcho shaloi, because you and what you have is his. So the Mishnah is telling you that a person needs to give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that which is his. Rabbi Yonah says that we're talking both about the midah, we're talking about Gufa Adam, knows Mesiras Nefesh in terms of being willing to give your life up. And secondly, we're talking about mamayne. Let's understand a little bit what that Mishnah is telling you. The Mishnah is being koveya a yesoid musid in the inyan of chesed, and it's a new way of looking and understanding. When we're talking about shrashim of emes in the bria, in other words, if we ask ourselves, what is the most yesodistic midah in the bria? The answer would be emes, and chaysam hashakadosh baruch hu is emes, and all other midas tovis are good things, and nice things, and wonderful things. But at the end of the day, the core midah is emes. If we're to ask ourselves, on the surface of it, what is chesed? The answer would be a stira to the midah of emes. So that, lemashal, this piece of bread is mine. I worked for it. I planted it. It grew in my chatzah. I was kaitzer it and made the bread and everything. So this piece of bread is mine. That I give it to you as a matana and make it yours, it's not emes. And there's some sort of aberration of a certain emes. It might be practical. It might override emes. The marshal says you mutal l'shanas ben shalom, so it can override emes. So I'm doing something that be'etzim is a distortion. It's just like in economics, we've come to the conclusion that if a person runs a business in any way other than a business orientation, it's going to suffer. So if I quote-unquote employ a person who's a lo yutzlach, he's not doing his job well, it doesn't go well, so on and so forth, it's rachmanis on the person, but the business suffers. Business does love rachmanis. If the person doing it is not the best at what he's doing and giving it all he has, I'm missing something, I'm lacking something. So the midas emes of the bria is the reality as we see it, and everything else, and any chesed, is ke'ilu midah, that's the distorting reality. We could say there are some things that override the emes. I pretend somebody is doing well to be ma'oided him. Fine. But that's not emes. But it overrides it, so fine, I'm overriding it. But the midah of chesed is heard as a secondary midah. Not as a sheirishtik midah in the bria, because it's misnagish, it clashes with the midah of emes. There were two types of rishayim in the world. And there was in Bein Adam L'Chaver, there was rishayim who only heard it as pashet rishas aleif, the person. If I give you a dollar tzedakah, I have a dollar less, and I'd rather enjoy the dollar. Sort of, it stopped at Latei Ovei. That was it. That was one mahalach of Ra and the Bria. There was a deeper mahalach. It's when the rishis either was dressed up, or the rishis was taka with an oimek of Ra, of rishis. And that rishis was that it's wrong. There's something wrong about allowing something that doesn't have a schus kiyum to remain in the bria. The people that we most experienced it from were the Nazis. The Nazis' shita was, at least their proclaimed shita was, that survival of the fittest is the emes in the bria. And anyone that can't live al charbuch hatichya, be'etzem should die, keeping alive something or somebody or some nation that can't stand on its own is wrong. That was the underlying sentiment. It was the underlying sentiment of even, ironically, something like communist Russia, which Lechura was coming from the other direction, is also the same. That which can survive should survive, and that which can't survive should not survive. That's the emes, and anything else is pumping along a falsehood. The avi of that shita was stoim. Stoim shita was that shali shali shalcha shalcha. That called me the stoim. What's wrong with it? What's ra with it? That's midas stoim. Midas stoim was what's mine is mine. They didn't steal from other people. They didn't wield any quarter economically. Anyone who couldn't make it, couldn't make it. That was everything worked within the rules and regulations. It wasn't like Dora Mabel, where it says they came and they took the stuff and so on and so forth. It was a chamas. It was a lack of tzedakah. And yet, Anshei Sdoim come across a lot worse. So the shita was a very clear shita of emes. This is emes, and this is not. A person whose life requires a lot more intake than his output. He's not able to support himself. He's too old, he's too weak, he's too that, the other thing. He's a net liability to society. So you feel you want to do it, okay. So you're spending money, it's like you're spending on an artwork. Somebody wants to dedicate a museum, you want to dedicate a hospital. But it's not better than that. That's all it is. That's a fundamental ra in the bria that's neveya from a certain sheirish of din. And like every ra, there's a nekuda of, it's being yoinik from a certain nekuda. The lashon in many sfarim is something about ra being yoinik from toiv. It means when the ra has a basis in toiv to be able to give itself a raison d'être, a credence, to give itself a standing, that's the worst. Because Ra Mishal Atzma has no kiyum, has no mitzias, but when it's yoni from toiv, this was a toiv, it's coming with midas ha'emes and being yoni from it. So the Mishnah tells you in Pirkei Avos, the emes in the Bria is tenloi mishaloi sha'ato v'shalcho shaloi. The emes of the Bria is not you and not him. No one is the emes in the Bria. The emes of the Bria is chesed because everything is mishaloi. In other words, if you had created yourself and you are be'emes self-sufficient, then that's the emes of the Bria. But if the emes is shaloi, then, because shalchov shaloi shaloi, then that's the emes. The aside of the Bria is not that everything that has a kiyum has a kiyum, but everything was given a kiyum. The sheirish that we can go back to is breishis bara lekim, as the Shrine of Saritz, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made. That's the sheirish we go back to. And the emes of the Bria is that everything is shaloi. So if you want to go with midas ha'emes, yes, it looks like it stops with shalcha, but it's really not shalcha. The emes ha'emes is shaloi, and the emes goes back to a sheirish beyond that. So if Lamashal, if a person is a gabbit stalker, or some sort of, he's a mamun on something, and the person is being difficult because of himself, we tell him, the question is not what you think is right, but what would you think the owner would think is right? It's not yours, it Melech is yours, you should be kaver with your gedarim, what's right and what's wrong with it. But since it's coming from someplace else, you need to ask yourself, what's the rotzen balabayis? You need to be oimed, the das balabayis, what it is that he wanted. Yafim, Roy's, and so on. That's what it means. The Mishnah is telling you a new deher in chesed. It's not just making it easy and patting you on your back and saying, you know what? Don't feel so bad that you give away the money, because at the end of the day, it's all a Kodesh Baruch. He wants to give you more money, doesn't want to give you less money, and so on and so forth. It's telling you the emes is that yours is also not yours. There's no such thing as a self-made man. We are self-made men. You were given chiyus, you were given a guf, you were given a neshama, and everything you have, you were given. You could have been born someplace else where you have nothing. It's nothing is yours. There's no self-made. It is true that within the context of the Bria, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does want us to as much as we can, to not to have Na'amid Kisufa and to be able to be Zeicha. The Midas Hadin within the Bria is there to give us the biggest satisfaction of having a sense of being self-made. That's correct. But in Aliba, the Emes, the Derech, the Emes of the Bria is the recognition that the Sheirish of Bria is Chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. True that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kevayochel himself is Kulei Emes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kevayochel himself is because he is, and Hashem Elokim Emes, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu, but that's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Nothing to do with us. In our world, we have the initial perception as if we're self-made, and the second look at it, the deeper look at it is that Hakol Shaloi, that what you think is Shalcha is really Shaloi. That's the midah of Chesed, as it's mitukin with the midah of emes, or the midah of din, whatever you want to call it. So we have two versions of chesed. We have a version of chesed which is an instinct, a midah toiv in the world, feeling the other person's needs and wanting to reach out and fulfill it. That's the midah of rachmanim. That's rachmanis. Rachmanis is a midah which is within this world. We always explain, the old Dr. Sfarim say, Rachmim is only shayach when there's a person here. If I walk by and somebody's in distress and I respond, that's a midah rachmanis. But I'm sitting home and I say to myself, you know, I'm in the mood to have rachmanis on somebody, that doesn't have any mashmos. Chesed does have mashmos. Chesed means I'm sitting home and saying, you know, my whole life is centered around me. What can I do for the outside world? What can I give? That's a midah that starts with me. Rachmim is a midah that starts with another. So Rachmanim by Shanim Gomer Chasodim. Rachmanim is the easiest midah. That's a midah of an awakening to suffering, even if someone else's. By Shanim is a very different type of midah, we said. Goyim lechasodim, so I saw the Be'er Moshe, the Arjava says that he brings the Gemara in Shabbos. It says, why is the leg of the Gimel? Gimel is connected Goyim lechasodim, Dal is connected Dalim. Why is the leg of the Gimel outstretched? Because it's running, it's looking for the Dalim to give to. So he says, a Goymel Chesed means the person, Goymel means to return. That's what the word Goymel means. Kegemulcha toiv. Oshevcho kegemulcha toiv. The Gomel is always when you're returning something. When you're giving something in response to something. The Goymel Chesed is someone that the hares that he's really passing on. It's just like the Moshel, Let's say I give somebody $1,000 as a loan, the mashal, and I tell them when you're through with it, give it to that other person, or I make somebody a shliach, give it to the other person. So it's his interest. So he needs to pursue it because he's obliged to pursue the other person. He needs to go find the other person. The Goyimul Chesed is the one that recognizes it as an obligation because he deherred it as being Shaloi, as being HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, not his at all. So the mid of Goyimul Chesedim is, in Klai Yisrael, Zechon HaShem Goyimul Chesedim, Goyimul Chesedim is a much, much deeper midah than Rachmanim. Rachmanim is within the context of this world. It's an instinct of sort of responding to tzar and to tzara with goodness of a heart, and it's a good midah, but it's the first midah. Goyim lechasodim is where the person deheres himself. That is my obligation. Just like Lamashal, if I'm a wealthy man and I give lots of tzedakah, so I give lots of tzedakah and it's out of the goodness of my heart. I'm giving tzedakah out of the goodness of my heart. If I have somebody that I hire to be my gabbet stocker, and I tell them, here's $1,000 a week, give it to the people that most need it, or whatever it is most important, when that person goes and does it, the meter driving him is not kindness, it's not good-heartedness, it's obligation. This is my job, this is what I work at. I work at dispersing stocker, and I need to make sure that I find the right on it to get every dollar. That is the meter of Goyim lechasodim. That the person is a someone who feels the obligation to do it because he understands chesed is rooted, it's yoinik from the midah of emes. That's the chesed shaboy. That's the pshat in the chazal. We asked in Gemara Sukkah. It says that if a person is stuck on mishpat, it's kilo molekol la'olam chesed. So we ask, he's doing tzedakah, so what's the answer is like this. Whenever a person does a particularly good maisa, if we understand tzedakah or chesed as being something that is local, in other words, I have the minas ayah to help a person in need. So the maisim that I do with that attitude are particular maisim toivim. I help this year, I help this year, I help this person, that person, fine. They're also, they're not global in any sense of the word, because I didn't touch on a global inyan. It's an ad hoc type of behavior for this chesechas. It's much better on other people, or people learn from other people, but that's minor. If I'm a person who does tzedakah u'mishpat, that means I'm koivea it as something which is yoinik from the shayosh of emes. It's global. This is what I have to do. Whenever I do something because I wanted to do it, it's limited to its time and its place. This is what I wanted to do. So now I want to do it, tomorrow not. I want to do it. You may not want to do it. You may want to do it. It doesn't make a difference. But when I'm establishing something as obligatory for a reason that's negate to me as much as you as him, then I'm affecting everything. Then I'm making a change in the sheirish. Just like when a person, anytime a person touches a sheirish, if a person makes, fixes stuff in his house, a person in an apartment building, And he fixes his apartment. He fixes his apartment. If a person touches the foundations of the apartment building, it affects everybody. L'toyv l'mutav. When a person affects a midah that's local and specific, it doesn't have a greater meaning than in its place and in its time. When a person does something that goes at the very sheirish of the bria, it's creating an effect in the very sheirish of the bria. That's a difference. So if a person is a stocker umishpat, then it affects the entire world. That was what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying about, this is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying that the Anshis Stoim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu. and this is the oimek of the battle between the two. We need to understand it with its depth. The midah of Avram versus Stoim was a battle over what's the sheirish. The sheirish is shali shali shalcha shalcha. Even if I give a lot of money with that sheirish in mind, and that was Stoim. Midah Stoim was shali shali shalcha shalcha. This is the emes. Let's first get to the emes. The emes is this is mine and this is yours. Now you want lifnim ishur satin. Now you want me to reach out. Okay, so what I'm doing now is an activity that's labeled non-emes. Non-emes in the sense is non-essential. It's like what color you painted the car. It's you can choose many colors. They have nothing to do with the car be'etzim. You're not affecting the car, you're affecting the color. So some people like art, some people like traveling, some people like foundations and philanthropy. Say that, very nice, nothing wrong with it. But if that's true, then the aside of the Bria is Stoim, and Avram is one in particular, there's eccentric people like to be Machan Seirach. Fine, that's nothing wrong with it. But there was a battle here between what's the Sheirish, the Midah. The nafgemina will be when we ask ourselves what's the sheirish, and what's the sniff, is going to be who can be sovel the other. Stein couldn't be sovel light, even though light was a very very minor version of Avram. A very, very watered, toned-down, weak version of Avram. So Avram's Machan Seirach, and Lloyd is an imitation of it. But they couldn't be sable that. Down deep, somebody doing any chesed, they spit out. It wasn't true that they could tolerate religion also. They couldn't tolerate chesed. They spit it out. Avram Avinu, with his midah of chesed, was looking for the toiv and stoim as well. In other words, in the structure of the Bria, Avram is struggling to. He wasn't being mispalled that the bad should be niskayim. He was mispalled that he was saying that since you created stoim, since shalcha is everything is shalcha. And not theirs, then you gave Stoim also. Stoim didn't evolve by itself. You planted a seed of Stoim. So I'm looking, grappling for an akuda that you put into the Bria. There must be Toiv. Because if the Bria is all a chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there has to be an akuda there. And that's what he's trying to find. And he found it. But Sasiya, David HaMelech, he found. So in Avram's the hair of chesed, it was able to be koilet and sovel the entire Bria in a way that Stoim couldn't, and that became the kvius that olam is chesed yibane, that the emes of our Bria is chesed and nothing. That's the emes of the Bria, and everything else has a makom in it. It's fascinating. It says. His tefillah was a show, a toilet, accomplished nothing, so what was the point of it? Didn't seem like just a nisayin. So first of all, we said that he found at the end of it, there was the seed of David HaMelech was there, the person who would be metaken the entire Bria, he came from that. The Rizal says that the deiris that were destroyed, the Ramabel, the Afloger, and Stoim, they were Nizra in Klal Yisrael. And in those neshamas passed through Klal Yisrael, and by being recast in a model of Kedusha, they found some tikkun. Whatever it is, the Dora Midbar, whatever it is. We don't, these are Darach Hashem, we have no idea what they are. But the Sfarim say, the V'nivruchu Voi, Kol Goya Oretz, the word V'nivruchu means, like, the word Brocha, Lavriach, is used in Kelayim when you take a branch and put it into another tree. That's Havracha. It's sort of inserting into another base. When you take the midas of Stoim, yes, when a person is makir, that everything that he has is Ribono Shel Olam, and it's Ribono Shel Olam's rotzon that from that point onwards, the person not be zokek to somebody else and stand on his own feet, that's a gevaldike mida. It's extraordinary. The Rambam gives us a ladder of madregas and tzedakah. What's the best tzedakah? The best tzedakah is to make the person self-sufficient. That's what the Rambam says. To give a person a parnasa that is not niskak labrius is the greatest tzedakah. That's where the midah of stoim comes in and finds its tikkun. That not that I understand that within the bria that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us, his rutzen is that it justify itself. So b'meila, if I give a person a chetimtza to live, where a person is self sufficient, that's the biggest chesed, the biggest tzedakah. But that meat is not the sheirish. I can't say, well, since the blessing is self sufficient, I'm not giving you anything. It's the second step, not the first step. When you plant, when you take the branch on its own, it's a jungle, not a tree. But when you put it into a stock of and that stock is called the chesed, the emes of chesed. Chesed becomes the stock, it becomes the geza of the tree, not enough. That's when this midah becomes an appropriate enough. It's something that, I mean, we're talking about Yisrael's Gemini and Klai Yisrael, and the important thing to recognize is we're not talking about the midah of kindness alone. Rachmanim is the first step, that a person be nis'er to be merachim on someone else who's in need and suffering and so on. That's certainly the Aleph Midah. But that's not being giving and philanthropic and so on is not that's not Klal Yisrael. That's a gateway to Klal Yisrael. But that's not the sheirish of it, because there's no real permanence to it. I want to tell to the Maral says, why did Avram say Bama Eida? Because Bama Eida means that he said the mid of Avram was Chesed, and since the mid of Avram is Chesed, in Chesed you are never assured of any permanence. Bama Eida says that it might be Chorah because of Averis. Whenever I give a donation, it's not b'chayiv of anything. Even if I gave you a donation 10 years, I'll give you 11 years. But the whole musig of chesed is without any obligation. The word obligation is completely missing from it. So when Avraham Avinu, through his lens, through his perspective of chesed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's avtocha had no permanence. So Bama Eida, it was a shortcoming, but the Maral says it was a shortcoming that came from the midah of Avram. At this junction, after Avram was an Av, and there was obviously a tikkun to that midah with the bris, however, now HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ki yedativ, I'm certain of it. The Bama Eida, the opposite of Bama Eida is Ki yedativ. It says Losh Chiba, but Yedativ is a Chiba of a Chibur, like Vodam Yodas Chava. Why? Because Vishomu Derech Hashem Lasis Stoko Mishpat. This is a permanent feature in Avram, because they're going to be doing tzedaka u'mishpat. Since he tempered, since he was able to put the tzedaka into the framework of a mishpat, that this is what has to be, because it's shaloi, not shalcha, then I know that this is permanent, and now I have a way of being of nivchu by kol ge'ar aretz. It's a way in which I can include all other mahalchim and so on. Dolem is young yet. It's still, people are still at the stage where no one knows where life is going to. Every person has dinyanim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him as a pikadon. For one person, it's money. Second person, it'll be time, effort, whatever it is. And the gateway to doing right is to be a sayer. A person needs something, I give him money, a helping hand, an etzah, time, friendship, and so on. That's the gateway. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes us through life and begins to test how much of that, how rooted is that midah? Is that midah a sniff of my personality? It's sort of a nice thing. It's one of my activities. I have to be a good-hearted person. I tend to give and so on. That's nice. Or is it rooted in stucco mishpat? Do I say to myself, you know, zechivasi b'ilami? If a person doesn't do tzedaka or mishpat, if a person doesn't have the quality of duty, obligation, lekach nitzarta in him, it'll fizzle at some place. At some point, he'll be stretched thin, financially, emotionally, time, whatever it is, and things will give way. And it's the whole gamut of life, whether it's time for children and family, whether it's somebody who's always seems to need a helping hand. All of life is full in every dimension of a need to give, and a testing of that need to give by situations or people that test it very sorely. That nisoyen is the nisoyen. The same thing as with, let's take chinuch, or let's take something that goes into chinuch. Yeah, how to be mechanech when things are going well or decent, it's a malachav, and it's a chacham, but that's it. But to be able, that Avram should say to himself, I don't have the luxury of giving up on stoim, because stoim came from someplace. His emun in stoim wasn't because he felt stoim people are gewaldige people and we should try to be nice to them. His stoim was stoim, and Avram was hypersensitive to stoim. But the same cheshbon, it's shaloi, you planted the seed. Where are the genes that need to be saved and where are the genes that need to be fixed? I can't recognize it as being incorrigible because everything came from you. The emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the yesod for tzedakah. And the difference is, a person who does a chesed and rachmim locally, because he was mischasid merachim, it's a good thing, it's a wonderful thing. But the Gemara Ksuba says, goyim lechasodim, they goyim lechasodim, amachzikim bebrisa shavram avinu. Chesed becomes a bris when a person is goyim al chesed. A person feels, I owe it. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me the $1,000, I need to pass it on someplace. When a person has that type of attitude, So when he does tzedaka u'mishpat, he's a person that he has a sense of duty and obligation, and he combines that with the sense of giving, then it's as if he's malid the whole world with chesed, because it's not only a local ma'isa that's good for that person at that time at that place, it's an understanding, it's an attitude, and it's a ma'isa that we do that affects not only ourselves and the other person, it creates a new reality, a new shayrish for the Bria Kula. Shabbos.
Yeah.